This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump held a meeting at the White House for American pastor Andrew Brunson, who returned to the U.S. after being detained in Turkey for 2 years. Brunson at one point prayed with the president.
Lord God, I ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit on President Trump, that you give him supernatural wisdom to accomplish all the plans you have for this country and for him. I ask that you give him wisdom in how to lead this country into righteousness.
President Trump thanked Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for the return of Brunson, who was freed Friday by a Turkish court. Mr. Trump noted the U.S. did not negotiate an agreement with Turkey for Brunson's release. The release marked the end of a bitter diplomatic dispute between Washington and Ankara. Brunson was facing 35 years in jail if he had been convicted of terrorism and espionage charges, allegations Washington called baseless. During the same meeting, President Trump was asked about what actions he will take now that Turkey has implicated the Saudi government in the disappearance of Saudi Arabian journalist Jamal Khashoggi, especially if it is determined that he was murdered.
We're looking into it very seriously. Turkey is looking into it at a very high level, at the highest level. And so is Saudi Arabia. I mean, they're going to get back, and they have been getting back. And I know Mike's been dealing with them. John's been dealing with them. But in terms of the order of $110 billion, think of that, $110 billion, all they're going to do is give it to other countries. And I think that would be very foolish for our country. But there are other things we can do that will be very severe.
Saudi officials have denied any involvement in Khashoggi's disappearance. A group of 15 men is reported to have flown into Istanbul the day that Khashoggi went to a consulate and disappeared. They came out. He did not. This is VOA News. At least 13 people were killed, 21 others wounded, in an attack on an election rally in northeastern Afghanistan Saturday afternoon. Officials in Takhar province say that most of the victims were civilians, except two policemen and one person from the Afghan intelligence agency, NDS. So far, no group has claimed the responsibility for the attack. However, the Afghan Taliban has called these elections fake and a conspiracy to deceive the people and achieve the malicious interests of foreigners, and have asked their followers to disrupt that process. The United States and the Taliban held a new round of talks directly this week in Qatar, where the two sides have agreed to continue the dialogue process to promote a negotiated settlement to the 17-year-old war in Afghanistan. Taliban representatives have told the American delegation that the presence of foreign forces in Afghanistan is a major obstacle to a way of finding the real peace. Two blasts in a Somali town have killed at least 15 people and injured more than 30 others. The Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab group, which controlled between 2009 and 2012 before being driven out of the Ethiopian-backed government forces, claimed responsibility for the attacks. A survivor told VOA Somali Service a suicide bomber threw a grenade at a busy restaurant, killing at least five, injuring several others. Minutes after that first attack, another suicide bomber rammed a vehicle into the hotel nearby, killing at least seven people. A United Nations employee in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo has tested positive for Ebola. That's the first such incident during the current outbreak. This is after health officials warned about a troubling rise in the new Ebola case. Tariq Yasarevich is with the World Health Organization.
So this really indicates the shift where the epicenter of outbreak is from Mangina to the city of Beni, that basically has seen three-quarters of all cases in the past weeks.
The new Ebola death toll is at 125 out of 201 reported cases. Political unrest is said to be hindering efforts. The search continued in Florida Saturday for people who may have been killed or trapped by Hurricane Michael, while survivors of the storm sought food, water, and other essential goods. The death toll rose to at least 17 after a body was found Friday in rubble in Mexico Beach. That's the town where Hurricane Michael made landfall. Florida Governor Rick Scott said that he toured the obliterated community Friday, just 2 days after the Category 4 hurricane made landfall. He tweeted Saturday that millions of meals and gallons of water are being delivered to the affected communities. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.